The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Poets, lyricists, copywriters, and wordsmiths of all stripes are skilled at pushing our buttons. Words, after all, are emotional triggers. A love sonnet will make us swoon. Curse words vent anger. Their harsh consonants and staccato barks are therapeutic. Choose your favorite and repeat often for relief. But there are some words best avoided because, well, they simply gross people out. Yagana Shah, an associate editor at the Huffington Post, reasons, in light of a recent study done by Oberlin College and Trinity Universities, it's not the sound of the words that makes you cringe, it's the association with bodily functions that grosses you out. So let's expose the 11 grossest sounding words according to the survey. At number 11, it's pulp. Not particularly gross in my estimation, though I know for many it's the worst part of orange juice. It's mostly how the word feels in your mouth as you say it, kind of like a burp. Personally, I'm a big Pulp Fiction fan. 10 is mucus. Now we're talking gross and close with cold and flu season upon us. One of my least favorite words is pretty close, and that's pus, or worse, pustule. Moving on. Number 9 is slurp. I don't know, that one straddles the line between gross and funny, like a good burp. 8, dollop. Look out, it's going to hit the plate like a spoonful of mucus. Definitely off-putting. At number 7, it's rural. I just hate the way you have to make your mouth work to say it. It feels like you're slurring. 6 is curd. Rhymes with no comment. 5 is lugubrious, a vocal mix of loogie and booger. 4 is panties. What's wrong with a little lingerie, you ask? Well, the suffix IES makes the word a diminutive, which is just a little too precious. Nearing the grossest of the gross words at number 3 is ointment. You almost have to wrinkle your nose as you say it. In the shadow of the summit of grossness, our number 2 is phlegm, an example of word aversion, where the physical act of saying a word makes you uncomfortable. For added points, I don't even like the way it's written. The PH spelling seems pretentious for something so disgusting. Overwhelmingly, the number 1 grossest sounding word is moist. 60% of responders chose moist as the grossest word ever. And I don't get it. I grew up with Duncan Hines' Moist Cake Mix. There was a local band I liked. They were called Moist. It just goes to show one person's moist is another's pulp. I'm Cal Coat, and here are Afropop Futures from Barcelona, Visa from AWWZ on World Beat Canada.
Yeah. Daddy number 10, yeah.
Yeah, top off, feeling like I'm having a sunny day. At the beach and I can feel the heat from miles away. We don't want no trouble, we're just chilling now. See, I got the kush, I'm ripping, filling up. Filling up.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Stunning ovation. See the body you they carry, girl, you be too amazing. You can travel all the world and you don't need a visa. Baby, you be too dope and you don't need permission. Falling, falling for you. Girl, you should know I do. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Show me your ways. Yeah, yeah. Mama, sister, would you give me that thing if I wanna? Yeah, yeah. Oh, Bonita, would you bring it back for me if I wanna? Yeah, yeah. Hang out in the alleyway like we used to way back. Hang out in the alleyway like we used to way back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a jolly for me, I'm a jolly for me. I like it when you drop your body down for me. Hey, I said dance for me, jolly for me. I like it when you drop your body down, down low. Yeah, yeah. Mama, sister, would you give me that thing if I wanna? Yeah, yeah. Oh, Bonita, would you bring it back for me if I wanna? Yeah, yeah. Hang out in the alleyway like we used to way back. Hang out in the alleyway like we used to way back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Wind that. Twerk that. Oh, yeah, wind that. Twerk that. Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Impulsive Knot. That is Michael League's project Bocante, along with the Metropole Orchestra from the Netherlands. It's a brand new album collaboration called What Heat. That was Reparations. And we also heard from AWWZ, or Zed, if you're Canadian like me, a Barcelona-based artist, and Visa. Here is Adam Shake. He's definitely from Canada. He's from right in our interior of our province in beautiful Nelson, British Columbia, and Dancing Dubs from World Beat Canada.
The beat in your own backyard.
Beat check. Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
I hope you're checking out Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser. A program not unlike this one, except very Celtic-centric. And one of the great new albums that we discovered is called Haven by Banjo 3, finding common ground between old world tradition and authentic Americana. It's an Irish band who are coming to the St. James Hall on August 9th, a Rogue Folk presentation. Lee Scratch Perry and Subatomic Sound System return to the Commodore Ballroom on October the 12th. The Fretless is a new approach to folk music that is quickly gaining high acclaim around the world. You can call it chamber Celt if you like. Catch them playing tunes from their sophomore album, Bird's Nest, at the St. James Hall. That one's on October the 13th, also a Rogue Folk presentation. Celt curious now? The East Pointers, comprised of fiddle singer Tim Chason, banjoist Cody Chason, and guitarist Mike Sharon, are known for their blistering live shows and palpable authenticity. The folk trio have been collecting a steady stream of accolades since the release of their debut album, Secret Victory. They're also coming to Where Else, the St. James Hall, a Rogue Folk presentation, October the 19th. And listen to our interview coming soon to Kelton A Twist. And Fiesta Africana happens on October the 20th. That's our good friend DJ Mark Fournier packing the dance floor at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. Also from Vancouver, Karakata Band have a forthcoming release. They're releasing one tune a month. We're going to go back to Alakitajan, one that they released earlier and we're particularly fond of. I know you're going to love the Afrobeat groove. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Let me tell you a story, 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 yo. I know you. funny story, yo. Hala, 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 kitty, hala, kitty, John.
Hala, kitty, John.
She won the fun, but she said it from Canada.
Nobody
lolly, but she ain't lolly. Ora, garage, o tu peko. O ki, moku, bo, o fefi, meko. Wa, hala, good, help me, hala.
Hala, kitty, John. Hala, kitty, John.
Buy me, hala.
Hala, kitty, John.
Summer tears.
Congratulations to Lamine Fella from Ecuador, a.k.a. Cerezino. His new album, Mama Funny Day, has just got picked up by Kumbancha Records. A perfect fit for him once again. That was Is There a Place featuring Zolani Ma. We also heard from Karakata Band from right here in Vancouver and Alakitajan. Time for your touch of the familiar. We'll go to the Islands of Paradise. You've no doubt heard the term hapa, which originated in Hawaii. It's the word for half or part, as often used in reference to those of mixed heritage. And hapa is the name of the duo that was formed there, and they've taken on U2's Pride in the Name of Love. A great song and a wonderful interpretation. Here you go, from Hawaii, it's hapa and In the Name of Love, your touch of the familiar.
One man come in the name of love. One man come and go. One man come, he to justify. One man to overthrow.
In the name of love. One more in the name of love.
One man caught on a barbed wire fence. One man he resists. One man washed on an empty beach. One man betrayed with a kiss.
In the name.
Shot rings out in the Memphis sky. Free at last, they took your life. They could not take your pride.
In the name of love. One more in the name of love. In the name of love. One more.
Oh, العالي العماد وغونا بنقول والأمياج يمي أبوك بوال أوكي كلا إحانا وينا ميكن لك إيك إنين وهو ميكا فيكو 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 إلو كا إنين
History is a long story of the past. That goodness defeated is stronger than evil triumphed. History is the story of the past. There is something in this universe that Greek mythology called the goddess of Nemesis. We've seen it happen. Our faith tells us this, tells us that evil may so shape events. Caesar will occupy the palace and Christ the throne. One day, that same Christ will rise up, split history into AD and BC, so that even the life of Caesar must be dated by his name. Tells us something.
Sweet slack key guitar work, that is Happa, Pride in the Name of Love. King Koya is just around the corner on this episode of World Beat Canada. Thanks for joining me for this ride on the global side. It'd be no fun without you. I'm Cal Coat.
Linda, linda, linda flor, linda, linda flor, linda. amor.
Held down the bass for the transformative album Buena Vista Social Club. That is Orlando Cachito Lopez and Cachito in the Laboratory with DJ D Nasty and King Koya before that, the alias of Gabby Kerpel and Balvina Ramos y Queen Cholas. We heard Pa'Que Yo Te Cure. This is Chiwaniso, a Zimbabwean-born Olympia, Washington resident who plays imbira and funky grooves from her album Rebel Woman. It's Gomo from World Beat Canada.
Hello, hello. This is Chiwaniso. The world beats a path to your door with World Beat Canada Radio.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Canadian style next with the Acromatics from Toronto and Let It Play. We'll do just that next on World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Coat.
Mm-hmm.
MIA's fourth album, Matangi, which is also the name of her documentary, Matangi, Maya, and MIA, three names she's given herself, none of which are her own. That's No It Ain't Right. Before that, The Acromatics and Let It Play were produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our thanks to our subscribing stations. If you are listening to us over the air, drop us a note at worldbeatcanada.com under the contacts page and let us know what you think. It'd be great to hear from you. While you're there, you'll also find an archive of older programs. You can download them and take them with you wherever you go. Our new charts are up, and we also have a cool album cover of the week feature, which you'll enjoy as well. Our old friends Los Mocosos have returned to the Mission District and got together with some buddies and created Old School Revolution. And this is a lovingly recreation of the Mission District sound, that Latin funk that just never ceases to kick you in the pants. And we're going out with their new alias, Hispanic All-Stars, from Old School Revolution. and the funky cha-cha. But our last word goes to Dadavaswani, who said, happiness, true happiness, is an inner quality. It is a state of mind. If your mind is at peace, you are happy. If your mind is at peace, but you have nothing else, you can be happy. If you have everything the world can give, pleasure, possessions, power, but lack peace of mind, you can never be happy.
My funky cha-cha-cha. copyright. Communications.